Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at local motorsports. Live from Las Vegas, June 12th, 2018. Welcome to the show.
We got to make sure we stay the date at all times. My mom last week apparently listened to 25 minutes of another show.
That's what I heard, and that's why we're making it clear. This is for you, Sue. June 12th.
She was listening to Touch a Truck.
You know, realistically, you can listen to any archive. It's probably all the same way. Yeah, listen to last year, this year, whatever. It's all the same. That's why we want you guys out there to call us. Tell us about you. Tell us about your team. Tell us what you like and don't like about anything. Your tires, your rims, your car, your neighbor.
Your neighbor complaining.
Yeah, your neighbor complaining about you working on your race cars, you know. We've all been there. Been there, done that, so...
We had a shoe thrown at us once.
A shoe, wow.
A shoe. They
must have been from, like, Iraq. I think that's, like, the lowest thing that can be thrown at you there is a shoe.
That was my grandma's lovely neighbor.
Right, and, hey, that's the voice of host Justin Griffiths. I want to stress the S in there.
Thank you. How you doing, Michael?
Not too bad. Not too bad. You got a nice tan going there.
Yeah,
you been at the beach or something lately?
Yeah, up on rooftops. And...
I know. You're going to get like a white band around your arm there if you keep that on there.
This is the first day I actually wore it.
Oh, okay. What does it say?
I love motorboating. It's breast cancer awareness.
Now your girlfriend probably don't let you have that. Does she?
It's got to come off in the car.
I don't even know where I got it. It literally was in my pocket today when I put my pants on. So I went through the wash this weekend. And
so wait a minute. So you found it somewhere in your pants that were laying around somewhere.
This is a family show, guys.
All right. We won't ask anymore.
You guys are dicks.
Of course. Also hosting tonight, the man on a mission, Gary Wyatt.
How you guys doing?
Not as good as Justin, apparently.
Apparently.
I didn't get to go racing this weekend.
Yeah, but you got the motorboating thing going on. That's what gets you in trouble. I just want to say sometimes twice overs.
Racing don't get you in trouble?
Nope, but that does.
Liar.
Well, depends on who you're in trouble with. There's a difference. Depends on who you're in trouble with.
I will say I was shocked to see the purple 65 out there.
Did you go?
No, I my mom went Facebook Live.
Oh, really?
I stayed home with the girl and.
Ah, cool. Were you like, what the hell is that thing doing out there?
Well, I had.
Did you see any like white clouds come off of it? Because I bumped him into Gary's car there.
I seen a
early
couple.
On.
I've seen a couple of dirt tornadoes from you sending out, but we won't talk about that.
Well, I like doing that myself, by the way. I like making my own little dirt devils out there. So I usually only do that when I'm by myself.
Y'all make it too easy for Gary out there.
I have an excuse, but I won't use it.
You guys were there.
You drive too hard in the corner and spin out.
Well, I was going in the corner, and I had my arm on the shifter, and I bumped it into drive from second, and it just kept going. It didn't, you know, how you push on the gas and you expect it to catch.
The wheels, yeah.
Well, when it did that, it didn't do anything. Crap. It took me a couple seconds and I realized it and I popped it back into second and Gary was already gone by then. So
that's why you leave both hands on the steering wheel.
Hey, trust me. I know.
I can't drive with two hands.
But JJ has never driven with
right.
two
He's
hands.
Always,
He's always one-handed.
Yep.
And I learned with that car. Driving JJ's old car,
right.
I learned with that car, you have to drive it one-handed. The first time I drove it, I drove it with two hands. I spun it in the heat race. I spun it in the main event. And just, I don't know what about that car. I took my hand off, and I just started driving with one hand and letting the other one kind of just sit there. And I was running quick.
Funny thing, well, then of course I spun out after because I was driving too hard trying to catch Gary after that. Yeah, and once you're that far gone, you're gone.
Harley spun out in four behind
and
you.
I didn't know he spun out behind
me. And then
me.
All of a sudden you looped it, and I'm like, did y'all time that?
As soon as I looped it, and I kept spinning, I was like, I didn't want to try to throw a caution, of course.
Yeah.
It's too late in the race, almost, what, only a few laps left or something. But I just wanted to keep it going, and I didn't want Arlie to pass me because I didn't know where he was. So
he was on you, and then he spun, and then you spun, and then the B-52 car was just
he was
learning.
He was there in my favor for the race.
How was like the week I don't show up? We had the most bombers we've seen in a while. All of a sudden the bombers come out of the woodworks.
And right. By the way, that I don't know his name, the guy in the B-52 car.
Eli, I don't know his last name.
Yes. I know it's Ken Harrington's car.
Right, but he's buying it from him, and that's and he said he's going to keep bringing it up.
Yeah, he says. I mean, he said he works a lot out of town, but he will bring it as often as he can. So that's cool.
That's the Cadillac, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the kind of bombers you used to see out at Vegas.
Yes.
That's the days I like.
Yes.
But.
That was his first race out there. So,
hey, let me tell you, I got brake checked a couple times out there.
Yes, you did.
You could definitely tell he was very cautious. But
I'm talking about Gary.
Yes.
Did you hit him?
Well, yeah, that's why he brake checked.
Only about 18 times.
More than me?
I was trying to get in his head, but.
Was it harder than I hit you?
No, I love tapped him.
No, he hit me, and then he hit me again, and then
I peeled off
of him, and then he got close to me, and I brake checked him.
But I didn't hit him again after he brake checked me.
No.
Well, I think I was going to, and I didn't push too hard. I was going to push you up into turn three. I think it was three. That
you did
one time. But I let off. I was going to spin you and just, before the race started, just so you got a spin under your belt.
I hope everybody is listening to these archives, because in a few weeks when he comes back and says he got me back, you'll know.
Hey, we're even, Bert, because every time I did push him, he brake checked me. So it's not uneven right now.
Well, you would think if you got brake checked the first time, you wouldn't do it the second time.
That's why I kept a little distance the second time. I knew what you were going to do once I pushed you.
You know, the first couple laps, I thought I might have had to wash your car.
You know? Oh, I know. It was pretty good. It was up there. The car needs a little bit of. You got to understand, that car's first time on that track, on dirt, ever.
Ever.
And my first time in that car on dirt, and what, only my couple times
third,
or so in a full size.
Third time
yeah,
in a full
third
size.
Time in a full size on dirt, so. I think we got something for Gary coming up.
I don't know. When the B-52 got in his way, I seen you fly up on him because he slowed down and not let the guy catch up.
The guy takes advantage of a guy that gets stuck behind a slower car.
Who wouldn't?
I don't blame him.
Who wouldn't?
But he got his karma. He spun out two laps later, so.
Yeah, no, I just chose the wrong lane, and I thought he was going to stay up
there. Yeah, and I saw you thinking, because I was thinking, okay, where's Gary going to, because I was going to follow you, and then the guy made a couple of quick moves the wrong way, and I saw you.
Yeah, but I was already committed.
Right,
going
exactly, he was committed. Then he changed his mind, was coming up, and I had already committed to the high side, and then. That's right. I got on it because I thought he was going to run into me.
I thought the starting cone got stuck under my car. I was clear down on the way. I wasn't even on the track. He shoved me down.
See, I didn't know you went that far.
Yeah, I was way down there. But I didn't know he was going. I thought he was going to stay there.
Right.
But he didn't stay there. And like you say, by time he realized I was on the left of him, you were on the right of him, and he didn't know which way to go.
I didn't see it on camera, but apparently Steve smacked the wall pretty good.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes, he did.
And
he said the throttle stuck open, like a rock got in it or something.
Don't let that scare you, anybody, because it's not a thing that usually happens.
That was the first time in a while I've actually seen somebody hit the wall.
And it's what had happened is a rock from the dirt got stuck under the throttle between the intake manifold and the carburetor, and it held it wide open when he was going down the front stretch. And of course, he step on the brake, but you know, it just soared right into the.
And you know how quick, you know, he did react pretty quick because he didn't go head on into the wall. So luckily it was on the corner and he did brake. But it's easy to look from the outside and say, well, why don't you just turn the switch off or this, you know, but you've got to understand, he was thinking of going into the corner and that happens. You only got seconds
I'll be the
to
first
react.
You don't just, think of nothing. No. When,
right.
When you're in that car, you're thinking of what's going to happen right now.
I probably would have been unbelting my buckles, kind of jump out. No.
No, he came to me and he said, well, if I would have thought quicker, I would have just shut the car off. Well,
you don't think about it.
You know,
those
anybody
in
that situation, you know.
Second.
And as Michael just said, at least he didn't hit it head on. He hit it with the right front fender, which can always be fixed, and he says he's going to get it fixed. But that's why Justin's offering to clean everybody's cars.
Anything can happen. A cone could get stuck under Gary's car at any time. He could get a flat.
I don't know. I think we all need to team up on him. Just take his tire
off. I tried to get the guys to do that out there, but they wouldn't listen.
We all teamed up to do the American flag the race before. We all need to team up and get him.
This is your team talking, by the way, Gary.
Yes, it is.
Just barely
I hear
his tire,
him.
Knock his tire off of him.
I hear it.
That mutiny going on here. Jeez.
Not good teammates I got here.
See, I could talk crap because I'm not, you know,
I would,
a teammate.
And, I would think they would be glad.
Right.
We want to win every now and then. We don't like losing every week.
Guess what? It's real close, but Gary's not going to be winning every race. Watch out.
And those are the races I ain't showing up to.
Well, those plus. Hey, Garley's been working on his car. We got this car that's never seen the dirt before. It was up there for a couple laps at least.
The demons will touch it again and...
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know.
I bumped
some of them into Gary's car, so
it didn't work.
Oh, it did. It helped. That car finished another race. It's got another full race under its belt. It was pushing. It was close. I was running about, I don't know, 220 maybe. It was close.
Gary was telling me on Sunday that it got a little hot.
Yeah,
but
it got up there, but it didn't boil.
It didn't
over.
Throw any hoses.
No.
That car was known to throw hoses.
Oh, man. I remember that one time it threw a hose, and we couldn't find the spring that was in the hose.
Wow.
That was a test night.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was a test day.
No kidding.
Somewhere at... And as a matter of fact, we were standing away from the car talking, and it just...
did its own thing.
And we still can't find the spring in the radiator hose.
The demon took it with him.
Yeah,
hopefully the crusher will find it.
Oh, no. No, I don't think so.
Hey, if it goes out and beats me, I'll have to crush it.
He's going to send the 81 out there to crush it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Billy, what are you doing this
weekend?
Yeah,
exactly. You want to race? Jeez. Nah, it was fun.
It was funny because the announcer has called you every name. Besides, I don't think he actually called your last name. He was, you could tell he was trying to figure out exactly how to say it.
Right.
I don't even know how to say it. So.
Did he at least say the number 165?
Yeah, he kept saying the 165, 165.
Because Gary, you did get approached about how popular the 65 number is out there.
The purple coupe guy, Loki? Loki?
Adam?
No.
It's Adam Loki.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
He came to me in lineup and he says, "Hey Gary," I said, "What's up?" He said, "65 sure is popular out here."
We should all just be the 65 car.
I'm gonna have to put a decent set of tires on that. Maybe it'd be something worth.
Cooper Cobras.
They got old tires on there too, by the way. So
Cooper Cobras.
You keep making excuses.
I know, and look how close it was with all the excuses. Keep getting closer.
I love racing.
Just trying to get in his head, you know. Hey, the more cars out there, the more chances.
I was very happy to see, you know, the cars show up, and hopefully the 81 was missing. And that was a bummer because that was the one week I did miss, and I wasn't even out there.
Right.
But,
well, I don't want to hear excuses from you. Look, because listen, I was just at your grandma's house, and I saw your car, and it's not far along. That's probably a weekend away from
weekend
being raceable.
Hell, about 6 hours.
There you go.
There's a lot of money. There's a lot of money being tied up right now.
It has nothing to do with money. You tell me you don't have a teammate and friends that help out? Come on.
He's got friends?
I don't have friends. I have acquaintances. I was a friend of Gary's once, and I lost all my real friends. So Gary scared them all away.
Oh, man.
But no.
That thing is, like, super close. I don't know
close.
Why you just don't finish that.
And I want to thank. I actually want to thank you for going over there. That meant.
Oh,
you know,
yeah. No problem.
Yeah, thank you. Back to Pahrump for a minute.
Yes.
In November, the November races,
right.
We have two in November.
3 o'clock.
And I believe, as of this past Saturday, he's going to make them back-to-back instead of...
Right, so the November 9th race has been changed. The November 9th race is not happening. They're having a two-day monster truck event going on.
Extravaganza.
Yeah, on November 9th.
Yes.
So they're moving that. Is that going to be the back-to-back to the 17th?
Yes.
Or is that going to be...
I believe it's going to be the next week after the 9th
and
then the 17th.
And then so that's what they're going to do with
and
that.
And we'll keep you updated as much as we know,
yeah.
But
if you go up there to race on the 9th, you're gonna go watch monster race,
monster truck
racing.
Yes,
monster trucks are okay. I like monster trucks.
And I'm gonna take Chad up on. I'm gonna go out there and watch the monster trucks, and me and him are gonna stand there and have a beer watching them.
He goes, "Let's have a beer together."
That's right. So I'm gonna take him up on that.
And he wasn't looking at anybody in particular when he said it.
That's right. So the November 9th race has been canceled for racing,
right.
but they're going to have monster trucks
right.
out there
on that same night, right?
Yes.
So cool. And most likely, if you want to, you can go to the bombernation.com website. It'll be posted there as soon as it's
available.
As soon as it's changed and all that. So the bombernation.com.
How was the rest of the racing out there?
It's good. Mike was surprised how many modifieds they
yeah,
having out there.
I seen the video. I forgot who went Facebook Live, but I was watching the video on their feed, and it actually looked like the start of the race absolutely sucked. I think it was three caution flags.
Yeah, that was
the
best,
greenie thing got dropped.
The start was, but the rest of the race once they did get going was.
I'm not sure what happened to Jason Pike. I seen his hood all of a sudden was like sticking straight up.
I think their crew guy got fired. Got to put the hood pins in.
But congratulations, Austin Kiefer. That was his first win in that car.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was his first win in that car. So
you know what? And early on, watching him in the heats, look, you know, Mike had pointed out, he goes, "Man, that car looks like it's hooked up. So, you know, it's gonna have a good night." So,
you know, the Kiefers are always fast,
yeah.
Austin and Levi. You know, but
and he was right. You know, the main event came up and it was fast. So
how the super stocks? I heard the super stocks took forever. Was there a lot
They have like three
or four?
My mom said if the super stocks ever end, I'll record the bombers.
I don't know. I didn't. Yeah, they were right before us, so we didn't really. I don't think really. It didn't seem long. Actually,
what happened to the super stock? They had what, 7 cars last race, and all of a sudden now
I don't know. Speaking of that, Alex Williams was out there. He didn't race obviously, but he was there. So he said he's gonna try to make some other races coming up, but.
Yeah, I know his car got tore up the last race. So.
Oh, was it? Is that
yeah.
what happened? No, I didn't know that.
That was when the Wolfenstein and him got into it.
Oh, I guess I probably did know that. I just didn't.
But that we talked about on the show.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, go back. Yeah. Go back archives. The show's archives.
I'll probably
do
like your mom
it.
And be listening to some other show and be like, "What is this all about? What am I listening to here?" I swear this was last week.
Well, yeah.
But, no. Who, do you got any results from them?
No,
RJ won, right?
Madeira.
Oh.
Or in Madeira.
Madeira.
Or Irwindale.
Oh, was it? I thought it was Madeira.
I don't know. I just read a post saying RJ Smotherman won. I didn't know if it was prom for the. So he won in the junior late models.
Yes.
That's nice.
Hmm.
I know Aaron McMoran went down there I guess he ran. I don't know if you've ever been to Madera. They have the North Series or
modified,
whatever, modified.
Yeah.
I guess he ran that and he was leading the race and had difficulties. And then they fixed the car to go right in, run in the Lucas Oil. I believe he finished ninth.
So they raced the local and the...
Yeah.
Oh, I'm surprised they raced the local modified event there.
That takes balls, going down all the way there and then racing another race.
Yeah.
You're there for the Lucas Oil.
Right.
But I believe Mike Miller said last week on the show they were out of the points for the modified.
Oh, is that why?
He might have just said at that point, oh, well, let's go for it.
Let's win some money.
I don't blame him on that one.
If you got a chance, why not?
Right.
And he did win the Dash for Cash down there.
Oh, no way.
Aaron McMoran did.
Cool. See? Got some cash in his pocket.
I'm trying to pull up the results right now.
We're going to take a results break here.
The Super Modifieds were down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Haven't heard that in a long time.
They had the 360 Super Modified.
Wow.
Those are always fun to watch.
360, yeah. Like a different, it used to be the Super Offset Modified. I don't know what else they call them, but.
Yeah, actually, it looks like a couple guys did the double mains for the Modifieds. Eric Hamilton, if it's the same Eric Hamilton that runs in the Modifieds, he ran 13 laps, and so did Aaron McMoran. Both of them ended early. And Cameron Austin won that race. He's the 60 car, or the 7 car. Chris Price, I don't know if you know Chris Price.
Mm-hmm.
The Price family's been around. Eric Price Jr. also, the 51 and the 57. They're always fast. And they're down in Madera a lot. And Brian Collins, I think we talked about Brian Collins before.
Maybe,
the 02, the red and white car. I know he runs the...
Oh, yeah, he's all,
the Lucas Oil cars. But they actually had a good car count in the Northwest. They had 18 cars show up for their local modified.
Nice.
And then...
You know,
eventually I'll find it. There we go.
You find it? All right.
Taylor Minch won. Justin Johnson finished second.
You know, and let me tell you, Justin Johnson, to just come out of the woodworks and jump into that series and do as well as he's been doing is amazing. Just shows you the driving skills that Justin Johnson has. Yeah, so those are some really good drivers in that Lucas Oil Modified, you know. So to be up front with them guys just starting off like that is amazing.
And
it's
a
really good
friend of the show, Mark Allison, finished 13th.
Cool. Oh, that's a good, decent finish.
Out of 26.
Nice.
So,
decent finish for him.
Other than that.
I know they, because.
Jason Irwin. We talked about Jason last week. He finished fourth.
You know, and I don't think he's consistently been racing in the Lucas Oil, has he?
I'm not sure this year. I know last year, I believe he did.
Right.
But I'm not sure about this year. I believe he lives in New Mexico still.
Yeah,
so,
for him to show up and just pull off the fourth place is
Madera.
Good.
Madera is an 8-hour drive for us.
Right.
And that was not a fun trip. The one time I did make it down there. So we did a 24-hour drive. We left and came back.
That was Mike Miller's fault.
I was even there.
Is that Siri?
Apparently my Siri,
We're going to let Siri run the show now.
I'm trying to find my results.
I didn't hear you say, ask Siri.
I don't ask her enough, but she never knows that.
Nowadays, you got to ask. You got to ask Alexa. You got to ask Google. You got to ask somebody.
I think it's Google on Android. I think it's Siri on iPhone.
I know. I'm just kidding.
I'm not an iPhone guy.
You don't have to say ask Siri. Though. You just tell Siri what you want.
I just hold down my center button and just say something and it responds.
Yeah.
So you're going to come out next race? In front?
I don't
want to try to.
When's the next race? Not sure.
June 23rd.
June 23rd. Ooh, that sounds like a hot day out there.
Come on, you were out there June 9th.
But here's the thing, the temperature was borderline for that car.
Yeah.
So another few degrees warmer out there in the evening, I don't think that car would have been able to finish So
I don't think so. Get some holy water on there. Get something. Do an exorcism. Something. We need the car count, and
it's a motor. It's a motor issue.
And maybe, just maybe, we'll see the 81 back out. Maybe I that car.
The problem that you have in those Fords, they're hard to keep them stroker motors cool. They're always running hot. I'm just playing.
All those big blocks.
They're not strokers that I know of. I'm just a driver, so I wouldn't know.
I don't know nothing. I just drive the car. It's all Gary White. Oh, yeah. Gary Wyatt's fault.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Me too. I don't know. I don't know
I
where.
I know nothing. I just shut my mouth.
I have no clue where I have heard that before.
There's no lightweight cam or a lightweight crankshaft in anything out at any of these bombers.
They don't make a lightweight crank for a Ford.
Nope. Not an OEM.
Nah. Yeah.
But if anybody wants to call in, talk about their sponsors, say how it's all Michael Miller's fault or all Gary Wyatt's fault, or talk about these Fords, you can call in at 702-485-4699.
Right.
Talk about anything you want.
Now, also,
hockey and dogs and whatever else we talk about.
That's right. We'll talk about Thane Alderman's dogs.
You mean horses.
Horses. Speaking of Thane Alderman, did his name pop up some other track somewhere recently, this last couple weekends somewhere? I saw his name somewhere. I want to say it was Kern or somewhere like that. Look on your race monitor.
Oh, here we go. Now I'm going to have to...
Let me see. I probably have it on mine. I forget what track. I want to say it was Kern or something like that. If you know the world-famous Thane Alderman and know where he raced either last week or the week before, let us know.
But
I want to say it was probably Kern. Was it Orange Show? One of those two.
I'm looking at Kern right now.
Late models feature... Thane Alderman right there. Double feature in Kern. He got ninth on the first one. One of them.
Then the first one was ninth.
Oh, seventh on the first. So.
No, seventh on the second.
Seventh on the second, ninth
feature
on the first.
Two,
oh, yeah, there it is. Sorry.
There's a couple names I know. Trevor Huddleston.
Yeah.
Jagger Jones. Zachary St. Ange.
Didn't that Huddleston win one of those?
Yes, he did. He did. He won
the first
one, but 10th in the second. I don't know what happened on the second one. But I remember seeing the world famous Thane Alderman's name somewhere, and
that's where it was.
So. I'm glad he told you he was going racing.
Yes, I'm absolutely glad he said something.
What the hell, man?
Are you guys ready to come out to Vegas this weekend and watch?
What? There's a race this weekend?
I believe there is.
There is.
Hey, look.
You can go to lvms.com, click on the Bullring link, and check out the schedule.
See, even if I don't go to the races, my mom's got my back, so she films the race I want her to film.
Did she film it well?
Yeah, she did.
So how does that
feel? She missed Steve hitting the wall.
Did she film it? Yeah, she films good, but she missed Steve.
She missed the wreck.
That's the accident. The things that people want to see.
She missed the wreck with Steve, which I mean, she was following you guys, so I really wanted to see you guys racing. And as soon as I seen the purple car out there, I was like, I really want to know how he does. And Arlie always puts on a good race with Gary.
Right.
They always beat and bang, but... I got put on daddy duty this week. You know?
It's just the beginning.
That was mommy duty this week.
That's right.
You don't get to call it daddy duty yet. That was mommy duty this week.
Well, the actual reason is she got put on bed rest just trying to... With twins, they're already getting huge.
Right.
So she got put on bed rest, and I work all week, so she asked me to stay home, and... You know, she lets me go play every other weekend, so most people would say no by now. But she finally asked me, can you stay home? And I wasn't supposed to race anyway, so I give her credit on that.
So what if you were going to race? Would you have been allowed to go race?
No.
I don't know.
No.
That wasn't an option.
I would answer that question for you, no.
That was pretty quick.
No.
Bullcrap.
Would you have raced if you were able to race?
No.
Hypothetically.
You're a dick.
No.
You're really a dick.
Dang.
I'm getting a text. I just got a text message. No.
Yeah, from your old lady there.
No.
And when I say old lady,
I can
that
answer
in a very nice way.
I can answer for him. He's afraid to answer. I'm not afraid to answer for him. No.
And you were right. You got to say no.
That's right.
I've been racing a lot lately. Well, attempting to, if this damn Ford would work. It's not completely over yet.
You know what? You have no excuse. You got a Chevy. If you like Chevy, sitting in your driveway, it's in your grandma's driveway, ready to go. I don't even think that black Monte Carlo don't even look that bad. You just cut the frame off.
It's
fixable.
Should ought to cut it up.
I had an expert frame straightener. He came over and looked at it and said, it's fucked up, but it's fixable.
Well, they pull it. I got a whole nother frame that thing can go on right now.
You want it? You can have it.
I'll take it. You heard it. It's a deal. I'll take it.
Anybody who
wants
that black car
can
go get it.
I'm going to come get it.
I'm not even joking about that.
Well, I appreciate
it.
It's already done. You don't have to give it away to anybody else. You gave it to me. Thanks. I'll make sure it gets out of your grandma's yard.
The cage was built by an expert.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice. Yeah, looks like a good, well-built. I would have did a little something different with the plates on the side. Looks like you put a lot of work into that.
I will even go help you get it out of his grandma's yard.
Okay. Yeah.
So she could have her yard back.
Right. Now let me say, you have a duty to your grandma right now. She was showing me some stuff, some band stuff that needs to be done, handyman stuff around her yard that you can do for her for storage of her property. She needs a trim around her back door that you need to go fix. I saw some really beautiful huskies out back there that she cut her arm on trying to open the fence to feed them. So you could do a little bit of something for your grandma.
Thank you.
I put you on the spot, but
I know you are.
I'll even come help you do some of this handyman work. But you got to make the first initial
move. When you come
move.
Drag out the black car.
Well, no, I'll be too busy pulling the black car out. Those are two different things.
Yes.
But thank you. I will come
you
get that car. I appreciate you giving me that car.
You tell me when you want it because I want rid of that thing.
Well, I want you to get that white one out of there. It's almost drivable.
It's almost there.
Yeah.
Kill me, Michael.
Hey. I'm looking forward to building a new bomber.
Go for it. What are you going to do with the 11 car? Bring the 11 car out to Vegas this weekend.
Well, somebody asked me, why don't I bring it out to the dirt? Because I don't want it to get dirty.
Bring it out to
Vegas. Right? They don't have the same excuse.
There's a lot of cracks and crevices in that car that would get
it's
a lot of dirt.
Mostly on the left side, so it'd be good left side and rear weight.
Get out there. Go to Vegas this weekend. That was a good car.
Well,
what's your excuse?
I detuned some stuff on it, so I need to retune it back to where it was in order for it to be.
Let Gary go drive it. He'll show you how to drive it.
To be competitive.
Actually, let Billy Grass go drive it, because last time he did that, he was in the lead and the throttle broke. So, it's a fast car.
That is a fast car.
Mikey had it up pretty good, too.
Yeah,
he had like a 19.2 in it.
Yeah, 19.2. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And aren't you, you're his teacher. Aren't you supposed to be better? You know, go up there and get an 18.9. 18.5, that's where they're going anyway, so.
The problem is I still got to lower the motor.
Here's the way that mount.
To manage on it.
Lower the transmission mount.
I can't just do that. I got to evenly do it. Legally. I got to legally.
There's no such thing as legal.
So.
My car's not even legal.
So what do you got to do on your white car there at your grandma's house?
A couple things.
About 4 hours, 5 hours.
I mean, I was looking. I really didn't see a whole lot of stuff there. Mm-hmm. I mean, what engine's in it right now?
It's mine. The same one I've been
really?
In. Yeah. It's the same 350 I had.
What's left on it?
The holdup is I don't have the money to spend right now.
Well, no, I'm not asking about money. What's left on it? What's left to do on it?
Not a whole lot.
What does that mean?
Wiring.
Okay.
Exhaust.
How many wires do you need to make a race car run?
No, how many wires you need to make a Chevy run?
The issue is once it is running, it's going to sit anyway because I don't have money to go racing.
It doesn't matter.
So you want
it just makes it easier for me to buy it.
That's what I was just going to say. When it's running, it's worth more. So if you do need some extra money, it's there for you.
I have vouched that I will not sell that car. It will not go anywhere.
Well, then what's the problem? Get it ready, and then it's ready for you. Anytime you feel like you need to race and you have a few extra bucks, it's done. You just go race. When it's not finished, you can't do that. Right?
No.
So what's left on it? Really?
It's really not a lot. The wiring.
Well, what does that mean? Wiring?
Drive shaft.
What's wrong with the drive shaft? Is it not there?
The one I have is too long. Another one's too short, so I got to...
So take the too long one, take it down to Dan's drive line, and he'll make it fit.
You
just got to measure, that's all.
You don't think that's already crossed my head? You don't think I've already talked to this guy about it?
Okay, so that's two things, drive shaft and that. That'll probably be like, $100 for them to shorten that drive shaft, I think.
I'm not...
Wiring's just...
I go to the junkyard and get all my stuff, so I don't know.
An hour of your time, so what else?
I haven't touched it in a while, so I really don't know. I haven't even looked at it lately.
Battery.
It's got a battery in it.
I don't remember what else. Tires, of course, need.
Actually, the tires were decent, in pretty good shape. I don't even have to touch those yet. Especially because they go to the prom.
Well, if you ask me, if you're waiting for the 81 or your car, it sounds like the 81 has a lot less work. The 81.
The 81's possessed. It's sat next to the 65.
Well, only. Well, I won't go any further than that. I was thinking about Bobby, but I'm not going to say anything about Bobby. I like Bobby. I need Bobby. He's still got one of my motors.
We all need a Bobby in our life.
From what I heard, is your the 22 car actually made it out last time in Pahrump or Vegas? He practiced on Friday night.
No way, really? Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
Who's he?
I don't know. I really have no clue who he is. Mike Miller didn't even know. Miller called me and was like, "I thought it was you at first because I seen it," and he was like, "But then it wasn't you."
Huh?
So I don't know. From what I was told, I don't know if it's actually.
It's all Mike Miller's fault.
I don't know how reliable my source is.
I can tell you he's not reliable.
Anyway.
I want to see it out there.
It'll
I drove that
there.
Car a couple times.
It'll be out there.
Who has it?
You'll see. It's a mystery person.
See, I don't even know.
It's the same person that bought the Monte Carlo.
It's a mystery person. How do you know that?
You told me. That you told me.
Well, it doesn't mean that didn't change.
That's right. They were both for sale.
I was told the day before the one got picked up.
You know, I could have told you three people bought both them cars and you would believe me.
That's not true. Is this just pick on Justin tonight?
Yeah. Yes.
Why not?
Why not?
It's a mystery person who bought... It's mystery people who bought those cars. Guess what?
Are they racing Vegas or Pahrump?
I don't own them no more, so it don't matter.
Are they going to be in Vegas or Pahrump?
Vegas.
That orange car is worse than the 11.
One car at a time. We'll get them back on the track. Rather it be Pahrump or Vegas. One car at a time. Now the purple car is going to the crusher.
In his dreams.
It made it to a track this weekend. You can't argue that. It went to a local track. It supported.
It finished the full race.
Second, right?
I think it's the third race it's actually finished.
Well, I'm playing second place.
Oh, second place. I'm sorry, place. I thought you meant.
Come on, keep it the program.
How many races it's actually finished.
Second or third?
I think it's finished. Not only one at Pahrump, but two at Vegas. It's actually finished.
Where
I'm
did you finish this weekend in Pahrump? That's all I want to know.
Number two. I don't know. I don't keep track of
it. It's like talking to JJ. Just squirrel.
Jeez. Yeah. That's the third.
I think so.
That's the third race.
It's actually finished
in almost 5 years.
Yes. All in my possession, by the way.
Yes.
Now, what car were you in that you threw the freeze plug?
That car.
Different motor.
Different motor.
You mean your illegal ass water wetter?
Yeah, my illegal water wetter.
Don't they allow
not
that?
Not allowed at the bullring. No,
not in Vegas.
Don't they? Yeah, they do.
No.
No, they don't.
Are you serious? Yeah, they do.
No.
Since when did they not allow at least water wetter?
Bombers were never allowed to run it.
Bull. We used to be able to.
Yeah.
Yes.
As long as I can remember, they haven't.
I want to see that in the road. I'm pretty sure they allow water wetter.
I have always ran water wetter at the bullring.
Ask Gary, because the second... Who was it that told you it was illegal?
When I blew the freeze plugs out of it, one of the cleanup guys, the safety guys.
And I went into the corner and smacked the wall, and I was like, that was no way, that was just water. And he was like, you know I run water wetter. I was like, you're not supposed to.
Well, water wetter won't get slick like antifreeze.
It's still slick.
No, it was water
wetter. That thing shot straight to the wall.
That was
run all
fault.
Water
wetter. The water wetter's fault. Water wetter is like an alcohol base. It's not like a slick base.
I don't know.
Look at that on the rules. I want to see that in the bomber rules. I think you're wrong on that. I think all divisions are allowed water wetter.
He got told different.
I'm not sure about that.
Well, if you know, go ahead and call in.
Got Gary looking it up right now.
That could take 3 years, though.
Now, on the dirt.
Yeah, well, this new redesigned LVMS.com is...
Oh, they changed it?
Oh, it's redesigned, man. You can't navigate your way nowhere in this thing.
Uh-oh.
You must be 10% smarter than the objects you were working with.
Is that it?
What else cars were...
I got to the points.
What else cars were in front this week? Divisions. The coupes, the minis.
Yep, minis. And they got a nice mini out there. It's like a Ford Focus. It's like a brand new one, like a 2005 maybe. You see that? Is that what that is?
The Focus? 99L?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. She runs that all the time. That's that's like a 14-year-old girl runs
like
that.
Haley Little.
That thing's got traction control from factory.
The first couple nights out, she dominated. And then
yeah,
I
that thing is
I
fast.
Don't know. I know the Murphy.
She's probably got ABS and everything.
I know the Murphy boys, they were out there, and they've got real fast lately. And then RJ Smotherman's been running every now and then. And
I think that thing's got ABS and factory traction control.
There's a couple cars went up for sale this week.
Really? Where?
Pahrump cars. Nick Ortiz put his late model up for sale, that dirt late model that's out there.
Oh, I didn't know there was a dirt late model out
there. Well, he's the one that runs with Mark Hodges. Super stock late model.
Yeah,
they call him the late model.
Yeah.
And he's
that's your buddy.
My buddy, Mark.
Mark.
That car is up for sale. And because he came out in that pickup truck a couple races, the Dodge. I don't know if you remember that, Gary, that pickup truck that ran with him. And he ran alone.
Was it the yellow one?
Orange-ish yellow,
yeah.
I guess that got sold today, according to Facebook.
Oh, sweet.
I don't know if it actually got sold because the way you talk.
Yeah, keep your eyes open.
It got sold and bought and sold again, so we don't know about this. But
there used to be I want to say it was at Pahrump, a black pickup truck that I think the driver's seat was in the middle. Remember that from years ago?
I know one pickup truck got destroyed. It hit the wall, and the roof ended up getting cut off of it because the driver got injured. I don't know if Gary remembers that. It was a couple years back. And then I believe Anthony Martin also had a truck out there, a 51 or something like that. But I don't remember any other truck that I can really think of. I remember them shutting down the city because the fire truck and the ambulance had to come to the track.
So if I get your drive shaft done, you'll work on the wiring, and then that's it, right?
Yeah.
I'll help you take the measurements.
No. No what?
I'll help you take the measurements.
Don't take on too much.
I'm not taking on anything.
You guys took on a lot lately.
Unless you plan on bringing it out.
I would love to run that car. I have yet to drive that car.
It's a nice car. It looks good. I don't know.
That car has beat me quite a few times.
And I don't know what your thing is with pink, but I don't know how pink got on it. But
I let the wrong people play with spray paint.
I saw some pink on it.
And some red and some black and some orange. We were talking about colors, and somehow the side of that car just got... Well, that looked good.
Which one looked good?
I know there's like four colors on one door.
You know which one looked good for you. So
I don't know. For some reason, I like red race cars.
Paint it red?
I got to get the car finished out there first.
I agree that. Well, you don't need the drive shaft to start it, do you?
No.
Is there anything on it now, or
the motor's in? Everything's in. The
transmission is all mounted.
Everything's mounted. Everything bolted up.
What do you mean wiring? Like what needs to be done?
The wiring was burnt.
There's nothing there.
Well, no, it's just I'm guaranteed it needs replaced. It's burnt. What? Somebody. It was either caught on fire. There was a short somewhere, and from the previous owner. Because when I got it, there was burnt wires. So.
No antifreeze allowed in the radiator.
Water wetter is not antifreeze.
I'm telling you right now.
I was told no water wetter.
Ask Tim Richter next race.
Since it's not antifreeze, it's anti-overheat.
Ask Tim Richter next race if bombers are allowed. I know other cars are. Because in the super stocks, we always ran water wetter.
That would seem weird that they wouldn't in a division where you're like, if you run water, you're more apt to run hot and blow your.
If you ask anybody out there, the bombers leak from every nook and cranny in their car, and no other division does. If you ask anybody out there,
yeah, but not water.
The only thing the bombers don't leak is water.
Yeah. So
every division out there leaks.
Well, the thing is, like with the water wetter and stuff, that helps keep it to a temperature where it's not boiling over. If you run just straight water.
Yeah, I've always ran straight water. That's one thing I never had an issue with my cars. My cars have never overheated, which is very odd. For one issue. Well, I lied one time it did, and that was a radiator cap was bad. I put a new radiator cap on, and it was fine.
Interesting. Hey, speaking of bombers, they are racing this weekend out at LVMS. You can go to LVMS.com, click on the bullring link, and check out the schedule. If you're a racer out there, you probably got a schedule from Tim for Friday night's practice and also Saturday's schedule. If you haven't, go to the LVMS.com and, of course, click on the bullring link and racers, and you'll get to see everything you need to find on that link there.
And the super late models are running twin 35.
So going to be some good racing. It's the Chris Trickle Classic this weekend. Typically, what a Father's Day, but it's called the Chris Trickle Classic now. And autograph session will be there. So if you want to see or talk to any of the drivers, if you're a fan, good time to do it.
And we'll be running her skid plate.
Skid plates are running. Yep. So what do you got? You got super stock twin main. So very first race, I think, is a super stock.
No, super late models.
I mean, that's what I mean. That's what I meant. I meant super late models, the very first race, and then one of the last races, right?
Super stocks.
Then you got
bombers.
Super stocks this weekend, which is going to be great. That's always. I don't know why. I just love that super stock division. I've always had.
I wish the class would grow again.
Me
though.
Too. I like that class. I hope to see that division grow again. Of course, you got skid plates, which have exploded in the last couple of years here. You know, what do they have, 15 plus?
I actually seen the video of an in-car from William Good, the 19 car.
Oh, sweet.
And it when you're in the stands, it didn't look as interesting.
Right.
And then you see the way they're all over the place on the
back.
And
the hands are constantly moving on the steering wheel.
And I like that guy. He has me on Facebook.
You got the super stocks, then you got the bombers. Then the junior late models are back.
Okay, cool. Didn't mean to cut you off. Justin, go ahead and finish your story.
It's okay. It's just Gary.
I want to hear what you had to say.
No, but the guy, he's actually from Buffalo, New York. So.
Oh, no way. Cool. Cool.
Me and him already, you know, have a
bonding little connections from just because of Buffalo.
He just so happened to be a Buffalo Bills fan, and there's not many of us anymore.
There's a reason for that.
We're a rare find, but
I didn't mean to cut you off, but I meant to cut you off
this time. Yeah. So, and again, going back to schedule this weekend, a lot of great racing out at LVMS. You got the
USLCI Legends,
the Bandos, also
the Thunder Roadsters, the Bandos, the Skid Plates, and an on-track autograph session.
So full schedule.
Are they running the Thunder Roadster on Saturday night?
Yeah, this is Saturday night.
That's Saturday's schedule. Yeah. So, should be a good show. Where can we find you, Justin, in the stockyard?
And then after that, after this weekend, the 16th, then
they
don't
race
again until the Night of Fire, July 3rd.
And that's a Wednesday this year.
Tuesday.
Is it Tuesday? No way.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, because July 4th is on a Wednesday this year.
So, that's what the schedule says?
What time is that show?
So they usually race like the night before?
5 p.m. No, they race the day before. It's always been the 3rd of July.
Is that the actual schedule that shows that, the 3rd?
No, alive. 2 years ago, it was the 2nd, the night I totaled my race car, my bomber.
Yeah, that's what I thought it was.
Right here on the website, it says 7/3/18.
Dang. We'll have to do a live show from the track now. Oh, well, we won't have many listeners that night. We'll be lonely.
We'll be watching racing that night.
Oh, okay. All right. We'll play a recording for that night. Sue won't even know the difference. Your mom won't even know the difference.
No, she won't know.
I'm fucked up.
Here, we'll play this one.
Oh, man. Hey, maybe Wonder Woman will have something for Racer X this race for the skid plates.
You want to know the sad part about that? My mom would probably be sitting next to us at the racetrack trying to listen to the show. Fuck, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's Justin making fun of his own mom. That's messed up.
The problem is he's probably right.
Oh, that's two of you. I'm not going there, guys.
We're already on our shit list.
Going there.
Me and him already got the text message of the show from last week talking about her birthday. And
I still want you to say how old she is.
I'm not saying it.
Here he did.
I gave a birthday. I gave a year.
You narrowed it down.
But I didn't say if it was 1865 or 1965. I love you, Mom. You like how quick I was?
I do want to say thanks to the listeners out there, the diehards, Mike Miller. It's not always your fault. We understand. We just like to blame stuff on you. Thanks to your crew and team out there. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
It's easy to blame you, Michael.
Yeah. Seeing you guys get some fun racing out there this weekend. Looking forward to seeing the Bombers. And the Super Stocks, but again, that's the division I like to see grow myself. I don't know. I've always liked that division, Super Stocks.
Here's something. I want to see you go for the trifecta. I want you to run the truck.
I want to see somebody do like all divisions on one night. Like
you,
like
you have a chance to do that.
we'll get the what's his name, the photographer dude,
Rob Street,
and the Bando. We'll have him jump in the all divisions for one night.
I don't want to give out names, but. Like 2 years ago, I was approached to have this particular young man run my bomber because he was going to run
all
the
divisions. Really? Did they actually end up doing something like that?
No, it never panned out, but
my
bomber
was
available for the young man to try and run all the classes.
You know, and you don't have to do a Bando or a Legend. You can just stick to the NASCAR divisions or something one night.
Yeah, I was 2 years ago, I was approached. And
didn't know that.
The next truck race, jump in a truck, jump in the modified, and jump in the bomber. Go for the trifecta.
Could do that.
I'll help tell one of them out.
I would do that if I could fit in the bomber. Or in the modified, I'm sorry. Not the bomber, the modified.
Gary would do that.
We're working on that.
Gary would do it in a heartbeat. How hard is it to take out a seat and put a new one in?
Well, it's not the seat.
It's not the seat.
Well, the problem now is it's not legal for Vegas.
Yeah.
anymore,
says Michael.
So I'm going to take that motor out and put it in one of the bombers.
Good answer.
Well, it's not. It says not a 602 crate motor like they're supposed to be.
And bomber motors aren't really bomber motors. Gary Stroker's not legal, but...
Hey, you got to get away with whatever you can get away with at the bullring.
That's why you don't race the bullring.
I'm afraid they'll catch me.
Anyways.
I heard, you know, some rumors that we were afraid, you know.
Yeah.
We were losers out of the bullring, so we ran away, so...
Let me think
that.
Of that. I'm trying to
I'm
trying to process that in a way that makes sense, because then why isn't it the same the other way around? The invitation's there to come to the Pahrump track and race also, correct? For anybody out there. I don't see anybody pulling up their pants and coming out to the
dirt track.
To the dirt track if your guys are so scared one way. You know, and you know, there's some truth to that. There's a reason why some guys don't keep going to the boring. I mean, not that you're scared or anything, but there's some truth to why somebody wouldn't want to go out there. If you're not, even without spending a lot of money, you know, like yourself, why go out there to get 15th?
Your ass handed to you.
Or 11th or 10th if you know that. Unless you spend another $3,000, you're not going to be able to get to the next level.
How about six?
I think.
Well, I don't see six. 6,000 in a bomber? Come on. Where is that?
Ask around.
I don't even see. I guess 3,000 I can see in a bomber.
Ask around. There's people doing it.
Where? Where's 6,000 in a bomber?
I don't. I can't tell you that because I'm not spending it. But
you know what I'm saying? That's what.
I can tell there's people out there that spent $13,000 on a bomber they just built.
I can,
and that's fucking ridiculous.
I can tell you that the motor in the purple car was built with a little more than $3,000.
Right, and I can see that. It's a good motor. If you look at it, it's a solid looking motor. It has overheating problem, but it's a solid looking motor. You know, it doesn't know realistically. You can see, you know, I can see 3,000 being a good balance for an expensive motor.
Mine was three.
For an expensive motor, that to me is an expensive motor
that,
for a bomber.
That is taking and I took that motor out of a 79 Lincoln.
Is that a Windsor or a Cleveland?
It's a Windsor.
Okay.
And that was tearing it down.
Okay.
Having, you know, all the, you know, new pistons put
right,
in,
right.
You know, that's everything, the machine
all
work
the legal
and everything.
Stuff.
And that's not including that it's been tore down and rebuilt like five times.
Yeah. So, yeah. And to answer your question, no, I'm not scared to go race anywhere.
That wasn't a question.
I'm,
that was a statement that, and I called Gary the second I heard that.
I'm not scared to go race anywhere.
Well, you know, that's just talk. That's just, you know, driver's talk, and it's going to happen no matter where you go. It's
unfortunately,
like
it was said to somebody else, and not realizing how many people I actually connect with
right.
and I know very well, and it got back to me. And
yeah.
It's all right.
People can think what they want, but there's different reasons why.
When bombers were bombers, we were out there.
Yeah.
We drive bombers for a reason.
Well, and to sum up me being scared, as you know, Michael, as you know, Justin, I have, and you have, a lot more stuff going on that nobody knows about.
Well, and the thing is, too, just because you can spend $13,000 on a bomber doesn't mean you should.
Yes.
You know,
look forward to seeing everybody out at the Crystal Bowl
this weekend. Make sure you're there. Stay hydrated. It's going to be a warm evening, but it's going to be a great show out there. So thanks for joining us at onwheelsnow.com. We'll be live next week.
Thanks for listening.